This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. On April 4th, voters in La Crosse County will decide whether or not they support a new tax on tourism-related sales. County leaders want to use a premier resort area tax to meet unfunded road construction costs in the county. But La Crosse area businesses oppose the idea, saying the tax would put an unfair burden on local business. Today is the third show in our new monthly series on regional infrastructure issues. Joining us to talk about the proposed tax are Tara Johnson, La Crosse County Board Chair, Ron Chamberlain, County Highway Commissioner, Vicki Markison, Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, and Mike Brown, President of the La Crosse County Tavern League. And Tara, I want to start with you. Can you explain what a premier resort area tax is?
It allows municipalities to declare themselves as a premier resort area in order to collect an additional local sales tax on tourism-related businesses. So 18 years ago, Wisconsin Dells and Lake Delton established themselves as a premier resort area, and there are about six other communities around the state who have also declared themselves a premier resort area. So it's a vehicle for local municipalities, counties, villages, towns, cities to declare themselves as that premier resort area and pave the way for a local additional sales tax to be levied. So La Crosse County is actually pursuing a waiver of that. The law is very clear. It says if 40% of your equalized value is related to tourism businesses, then the local municipality can just establish that tax. If municipalities or counties fall below that 40% threshold, then they're required to seek a waiver from the state legislature, and there are a number of steps that have to be followed in order to get that waiver. So the advisory referendum question on April 4th is checking with the voters to see how they feel about this as an option for paying for local transportation infrastructure.
And how did the county board decide to look at this idea? You know, how did this idea come up?
Well, it came from a couple of different places. One is very clearly poor road conditions throughout La Crosse County. This is true across the state. The state of Wisconsin has the third poorest condition of roads as assessed nationally. In La Crosse County, we have $87 million of unmet road needs or deferred maintenance just on the county highway system and bridge system. So it comes from need, where there are very poor road conditions that have really come about because the amount of funding from the state has deteriorated over time while costs for repairing roads have increased. So the need is there. I think that's pretty clear to most voters. But the other piece of it really is that counties don't have a lot of options to generate additional revenue. And we have looked at other options, vehicle registration fee. Some people refer to it as a wheel tax. We heard very clearly from folks in the community that that was not something they were interested in. We don't have a number of the tools that cities, villages, and towns have to establish other taxing authorities like a room tax or a utility tax. So counties really have very few choices. So in addition to the need, the county board has really come at this kind of out of desperation. We don't have other options to look at for generating additional revenue to meet the unmet road needs.
And Vicki, I know that the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce and several other business organizations have recently come out in opposition to this tax. And I just want to hear from you a little bit about, you know, why the Chamber of Commerce is not in favor of this tax.
Sure. Obviously, the Tavern League as well came out in opposition, hence Mike is here, Downtown Main Street and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The main reason is we did hold an informational session that was purely neutral, just so businesses could be informed. The county presented on that. We received 190 responses between the three organizations, and 60% of those were in opposition. And particularly what we heard from was the small businesses. A lot of them feel that this is a burden being placed on their customer base, and so they believe that that's just an unfair way for them to lose some competitiveness. A lot of them say they're already losing business to Minnesota that doesn't have a sales tax on clothing, for example. Others of them are confused because there isn't clarity on who's paying this. The difficulty is it's based on an industry code, and a lot of businesses have no idea if what their industry code is. So a lot of businesses are trying to determine, do we pay it, do we not pay it? I just heard from Quick Trip yesterday saying we're going to pay it, which would put us at a competitive disadvantage to grocery stores. So there's just a feeling of inequality amongst particularly the small business owners. The second piece of the inequality is because the Pratt is designed for communities where there's a huge tourism base, you have a wide swath of businesses that would be collecting this. And the proper word is collecting, because ultimately it's you and I and people that are purchasing that are paying this. In some cases, which I'm sure Mike will get into, there are businesses that are going to have to absorb this. But essentially, it's florists, it's your gym. There are places that basically if a tourist could possibly walk into it, those businesses will be collectors of the tax. And we've heard from a lot of businesses saying, this just doesn't make any sense. I have no tourists that walk in, and yet my customers are going to have to pay that.
Yeah, Mike, can you talk about why the Tavern League is also opposed to this proposed tax?
Well, I agree totally with what she has said, that a sales tax is a regressive tax, a tax where people decide not to purchase here where they can purchase somewhere else. And people could basically vote with their feet by moving somewhere else and making their purchase across the state line or out of the county. And bars are hit especially hard because they just charge like $3 for a beer, whatever it may be, and we pay the sales tax on it. So we can't charge $3.10 or $3.05 or whatever. It makes it too difficult. So our small businesses, which is roughly 165 in La Crosse County, would end up swallowing that whole tax and paying for it. Otherwise, there's nothing else you could do.
And Ron, obviously I just want to make it clear that, you're not here for or against the tax, but I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what are the needs in the county for roads. I know Tara talks a little bit about the dollar signs, there, but just, what are the condition of county roads?
Sure. Tara mentioned that we're at $87 million in need. We have 285 miles of road. 124 miles of that is in need of rehabilitation and reconstruction. That's 43.51% of the roads that La Crosse County is responsible to maintain that are in need. We have a network of bridges throughout the county on those roads, 69 of them that actually meet the federal definition of a bridge, which is a 20-foot span or greater. Out of that 69 bridge, we're looking at 12 of them that are in need of replacement. And that's included in that $87 million. We build the industry, and in La Crosse County also builds roads for a 30-year life expectancy, 25 to 30 years. To get to that life expectancy, though, we need to do maintenance at the proper time. And we need to reconstruct at the proper time. Right now, we're at about 6 miles, a little better than 6 miles of road of reconditioning or reconstructing a year. That's not expansion. That's just replacing what's there. We should be around the 9.5 mile. We should be doing 9.5 miles of overlay a year, which is a maintenance resurfacing to add structure at a given point in time. We're doing zero. We should be doing about 19 miles of seal coating, which is a friction restoration and seals up the pavement treatment. We're able to do about 20 of that, but we're missing the mark in a huge way. And, we're funded, mostly through the property tax levy. We get 17% of costs right now, roughly a little better than that, as general transportation aids, which is comes from the gas tax and the registration fee, and the rest is borne by the locals. So we're looking to spread that out a little bit and be able to afford to do what we're needing to do and what we're expected to do.
How did La Crosse County end up in this situation?
Almost a perfect storm, if you will. We've had tax levy freezes since 1992 that the state has put on La Crosse County, put on many of the counties in general, which is a little bit further back than most people realize. La Crosse County's been up against that particular levy cap for a very long time. Then, of course, we've got the current levy caps, which are more egregious, if you will, and hold things back even more. We've got inflationary costs that have gone through the roof up until recently, and you know, while the consumer has seen a fair reduction in cost on gas, we have not seen that reduction in cost because a lot of what we do it still ends up being supply and demand. Asphalt oil is a supply and demand. There's a lot of demand and not a lot of supply. So while the price for a barrel of crude has gone down, there haven't been huge decreases in asphalt oil. So we've got, you know, the inflation, we've got the levy caps, and we've got a flatlined or actually decreasing percentage of costs that the state is supposed to be picking up the tab on. The state's supposed to pay on general transportation aids 30% of cost for counties and municipalities over 20,000. Currently, La Crosse County is a little over 17% of costs. Since 1998, we haven't been at the 30%. It's been a steady decrease. So that's problematic as well. And keep in mind that while that has been a decrease, it has never been fully funded 100% of cost. The state has said that they would fund 30. So we're still on the hook to pay the lion's share of the cost for our system with local dollars.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about a proposed tax on tourism that would raise money for road projects in La Crosse County. We're here with County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain, County Board Chair Tara Johnson, Vicki Markison from the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, and Mike Brown from the County Tavern League. And Vicki, earlier I believe you mentioned that you sent a survey out to local business owners just to get a feel for how they feel about the proposed tax. And I wonder if you can kind of go into some more details about the results of that survey.
Sure. One of the pieces that survey is really valuable for is you start to hear the unintended consequences, if you will, of something that sounds like tourists are going to pay it, but I think everyone at this table agrees this will predominantly be paid for by most of the people in La Crosse County and working in La Crosse County. First of all, I've said this in every public venue that I do fully respect the county for coming up with an alternative means of funding. I think we all agree our transportation is in dire need of additional funding. But we're hearing from our small businesses this is just a tax that would be detrimental to their competitiveness. The Tourism Bureau gives a number for a 3,000 visitor convention. This will add about $8,000 when they look at their request for proposals that go out. This puts them at a competitive disadvantage for attracting large groups, which, as we're trying to expand the La Crosse Center, is of concern because we're trying to draw more and more people to the area. The other piece is we do have businesses that are going to absorb this cost. And Mike spoke about bars where they can't increase their pricing by a penny. That's just too difficult to do when you're used to throwing quarters around. And then there's other businesses, anytime that they collect via credit card, if someone pays with a credit card, it's that business that absorbs that credit card processing fee on that purchase. And so what ends up happening is that's additional overhead that companies, if they're trying to stay competitive, may have to eat that over time. They may have to raise their prices, which then creates the snowball of raising prices, creates more credit card fees. So it's a difficult situation for our businesses, particularly the small ones, the ones that compete with online sales. after we get past April 4th, I think there's some legitimate conversation to say one of the means that the county does have to collect is sales tax, and what are we losing in online sales? There's uncaptured dollars that our brick and mortar stores have said for a while is a piece that we need to be going after to make them more competitive. And then last but not least, the other piece that we heard through the survey was from businesses concerned that there isn't a sunset on this. So this will become a tax that becomes part of the operating budget, and so there's concerns that this just is never going to go away.
Yeah, I want to return to the first thing you said, Vicki, of, you know, that everyone kind of agrees, or maybe that, you know, that everyone, that the county residents will have to pay this tax more than tourism related. And I wonder if, Tara, if you do agree with that.
Yeah, so the Pratt tax is very clearly assigned to 42, I think it is, categories of businesses based on their NAICS code, the North American Industrial Code system. And there are definitely customers of those businesses who are in this room who are in La Crosse County. I mean, we absolutely know that county residents will be paying the Pratt when we go to eat at restaurants, when we buy souvenirs at the souvenir store, when we, you know, if we buy a bicycle, if we buy a beer at Tavern League bars. So yes, it is, I think the breakdown is estimated somewhere around 11% would be paid by tourists, about 25% would be paid by folks who come from surrounding counties or the region and shop here and do business here because we are a regional hub for lots of things, not just education and healthcare, but commerce for sure. And the remainder is going to be paid for by county residents. And I think, quite frankly, that's part of the attractiveness of the Pratt is right now only county property taxes are paying for the debt that we issue for the roads that we are putting on credit cards. And only county taxpayers are bearing the burden of roads locally. And we are interested in spreading that around so that tourists who come and drive on roads with their vehicles or their motorcycles are also helping to pay for the roads that they drive on, and the surrounding regional shoppers and visitors to La Crosse County will also pay a portion of that. So that's really the question, and the question that we're asking voters, and the reason that the county board put it on the ballot, is to ask, do you want to continue to use debt and only county taxpayers paying for roads, or do we spread that across the board to a larger population of visitors, tourists, and county residents who are coming into the community?
You mentioned using debt as a way to kind of pay for these road expenses. And I wonder if, Ron, if you can kind of explain what Tara means by that.
Sure. Happy to. So the highway department is funded through a number of revenue streams. We get about $2.7 million a year right now that we're doing in borrowing. That's the debt that Tara is referring to. That's to pay for improvements. That's not to pay for maintenance. That's not to pay for daily operations. That's just improvements, rehabilitation, reconstruction of roads, and replacement of bridges and smaller structures. We have about $3.4 million worth of local levy. That's local property tax levy. We're in $1.9 million worth of general transportation aids. That's the funding sources that we have that can be used on the county highway system. In addition to that, we run about $5.7 million in state and federal projects that where we're doing construction or maintenance on the state highway system, and then $0.6 million worth of revenue from other municipalities. So that's the revenue stream, but the last two, the 5.7 and the 6, cannot, under any circumstances, be used on the county highway system. They're for funding improvements or maintenance on either the state system or other municipal roads.
Vicki, earlier, you know, you were kind of talking about some of the concerns that, you know, area businesses have brought up. And I know that, you know, particularly in the city of La Crosse, that businesses have brought up concerns that, you know, this tax would be mainly collected in the city of La Crosse versus in other communities in the county. I wonder, Mike, what your thoughts are on if this tax would have a particular impact on businesses in the city of La Crosse.
Sure. Whenever you target a tax like that, people can choose to go elsewhere. We believe wholeheartedly that the road system is in terrible shape, and I don't think that's a disagreement. And we keep talking about spreading it out. And when we were in the state legislature last week talking to our legislators, we wholeheartedly said it needs improvement. And if we're going to spread this out, spread it out statewide. Bite the bullet, increase the tax on fuel. I think everybody was in agreement that that's what goes towards roads is fuel. And once it's collected, it should go into a fund that is not being divvied out for other programs, not just the general things. So we were pretty much in agreement there, and with some unique ideas, and we had talked about different ways, especially with cars being a lot more fuel efficient, there's a lot less tax being paid to cover these costs. So obviously with licensing or some type of permit on vehicles that get very high fuel mileage or all electric cars, or so be it. I think it's a fair thing. Everybody should pay a tax statewide, and that money stay for roads and not put in the general fund. It's a simple way of doing it, and it's all throughout the state. Then we're only competing with the counties around us and not the individual communities.
Tara, I see you shaking your head, and I assume that you agree with what Mike's saying about that wishing that this would kind of come from a state level.
Well, the state made it clear decades ago that they would take responsibility for 30% of road costs, and they haven't met it, and it's that percentage has dropped off. There's a direct correlation between the gas tax as it was indexed and the revenue that was generated through an indexed gas tax and keeping up with road maintenance and repair costs. And when the state legislature decided to discontinue indexing back in 2005, we have seen a direct inverse correlation. So the money dropped off, road conditions worsened. I agree with Mike 100%. The gas tax is a fairer tax. It does create equality across all counties, all municipalities. The challenge is, no matter how often the Tavern League or Wisconsin Counties Association or League of Municipalities or Chambers of Commerce or anybody else has gone to the current state legislature and said, we support a gas tax and the reindexing of it, state legislators aren't listening, and our governor has said no new taxes. That's the stance they have taken. We know that there's a lot of discussion. There are some innovative ideas that have been proposed. We know even within the majority party right now, there are debates about toll roads and reindexing the gas tax and other ways to recommit to the level of transportation funding that was promised. But it's everything we've heard is it's looking like the transportation budget is not going to get solved in time for July 1. There's talk about a separate transportation budget holdout that may not get passed until the fall. And, you know, there's been a lot of lobbying on all of our parts to go back to the indexing of the gas tax, which would, in large measure, address this problem. I think the latest estimate was that there's been about $1 billion in Wisconsin that has not been collected because of the discontinuance of that indexing of the gas tax. And that would have addressed the $87 million in La Crosse County and the other counties around the state who are in need of money. So, we can all at this table agree that the gas tax is a more appropriate way to pay for it. The state legislature and the governor have not agreed with that up to this point. I would also just add one quick point that the gas tax, I think, in popular opinion is that it is an effective way to deal with it. We also know that popular opinion is putting it on credit card is not a good way to pay for roads. And so you've heard us complain about La Crosse County and the borrowing that we've had to do for the past 7 years just to do the little bit that we have been doing. At the rate we're going, it'll take us 58 years to get at the 87 million in current needs. But borrowing is happening at the state level also. So to Mike's point earlier about his reference that transportation monies were taken by the state legislature and spent in other places, so there was even less money when it was being collected. People don't like the idea of borrowing for roads. And the state is currently about 20 cents of every dollar that goes into transportation is paying debt service at the state level for transportation dollars. You add to, I think it's 22 cents actually. La Crosse County, we're at 18 or 19 cents of every dollar that we are now having to pay for debt service for our roads. And City of La Crosse has $11 million in debt that they are paying off for their roads. City of Onalaska, about, I think it's 80 to 85% of their debt service is for roads. So when you think about being a county property taxpayer and you add the local debt load for transportation and the county and the state, we are all spending a lot of money to put roads on credit cards.
That's County Board Chair Tara Johnson here with us today for the third show in our monthly series on regional infrastructure issues. Also joining us is Vicki Markison from the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain, and Mike Brown from the County Tavern League. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. And Tara, you know, I want to just return to what you were talking about with, you know, the governor has made it clear that he is not in favor of new taxes, and legislative leaders have also leaned that way. But if the county were to, if county voters were to say they were in favor of this referendum of the Premier Resort Area Tax, I mean, that would be considered by the legislature, that would have to be passed by the legislature and the governor as well. And so I wonder what the county thinks of that, and if that's, I mean, if is that a challenge?
It absolutely is a challenge. And just quickly, we know that the process that the other municipalities in the state have had to go through to be declared premier resort areas as through the waiver process, so separate from the Dells and Lake Delton, those are the only two that hit that 40% mark that is the requirement of the law. So the others that have sought waivers have had to go through a series of steps to accomplish that. And we're very clear that this is a long haul to get to the Premier Resort Area declaration from the state. We start with advisory referendum, hear what the voters have to say. And I also want to applaud the Chamber and the Tavern League, DMI, Explore La Crosse. This has been a great conversation, right? It's a very good public forum for answering the question, how do we pay for roads? And if the state isn't doing their part, it comes down to us, and how do we want to handle this locally? So I think the conversations have been good. The advisory referendum will tell us, you know, what the mood is of our community. The next step would be our state delegation would need to author legislation seeking the waiver and declaring La Crosse County a premier resort area. Even if that, you know, that would have to pass through the legislature, and then the governor would have to sign it. That has happened. Governor Walker has signed waivers for other communities in the state in the past 4 years. So we know that that's possible. You know, I am not good at crystal balling these things, but even if the legislature passes it and the governor signs it, it then comes back to the local level. The county board would have to, by a two-thirds majority, agree to declare itself a premier resort area. And then we go back to the voters again for a binding referendum this time to say that they agree with that process. And I think that's when we could get at Mike's issue of, or maybe it was Vicki, the sunset clause. If we wanted to add language, it could be at the legislative level or at the binding referendum level or at the county board level to put on assurances that it might sunset. We've also decided locally that we would share some of the dollars with local municipalities, so a 75-25 split. That can be codified in the legislation and in the binding referendum. So there are ways to take what the community has raised as concerns about the Pratt and build it in to the next steps of the process that have to go forward. But we are absolutely reliant on the legislature and the governor to say, yes, we are okay with La Crosse County being a premier resort area. And we know that. It's a big battle.
I think everyone, you know, obviously has voiced their agreement that, you know, we need more funding for roads, that something needs to be done. And, you know, Vicki, I wonder if you can just talk about, you know, the Chamber has talked in support of other road projects. The one that comes to mind is the North-South Corridor. You know, so obviously, you know, your organization is in favor of these kind of projects. But, you know, can you talk about why you feel like this isn't maybe the way to go about doing that? And what are possible other, you know, other possibilities?
So I just want to clarify, the North-South Corridor was from the late 90s. We haven't come out in support of any new initiatives. But obviously, several of us were at a session yesterday where the businesses were all talking about the impact of our roads on particularly their long hauls and how their packaging pricing is going up because they have to make sure their products don't break along the way, that rail is actually becoming more of a viable option as opposed to trucking because of the conditions of the roads. You know, for a lot of those businesses, La Crosse County is just one county on a long route. So we have to keep that in mind. Even if we fix our problems in La Crosse County and there's a magic wand with lots of funding, there's a lot of roads along that way. So so it is an issue that's bigger than La Crosse County. And all county, I think you guys are in better touch with other counties, but I'm guessing it's a concern across the board, just like workforce is. The challenge that our businesses have, and hence the chamber taking a voice for them, is our small businesses have concerns about this. And so we have to be the voice for the small businesses that say we may have to fold up if we absorb this for too long. And a lot of times they're in low profit margin types of businesses, and so any increases to overhead impacts them because they're trying to stay competitive. And if the person across the street doesn't raise their prices, they can't raise their prices either. So it's really those brick and mortar stores. We also hear from our brick and mortar stores, they're getting killed by online sales. And when you have businesses that aren't charging 5.5%, let alone 5.55%, it's just that much more of a gap between them and their competitors. And then again, there are the people that travel to other areas to save on sales tax. And so that's one of the pieces. Getting to Tara's point, I think this is an eye-opening conversation for a lot of people. We have to find funding mechanisms for transportation, and there's a ripple effect, too, of if one of the main income sources for the county to pay for roads is sales tax, that's a huge side push to buying local because you are helping be part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem. But we have to focus on April 4th and educating the voters, and then after that be talking about what are some other solutions.
Vicki Markison from the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce is here with us today to talk about a proposed tax on tourism-related spending that voters will consider on the April ballot. She's joined by County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain, County Board Chair Tara Johnson, and Mike Brown from the County Tavern League. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation on road funding issues in La Crosse County. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today, we're continuing our monthly series on regional infrastructure issues. On the April ballot, La Crosse County voters will consider a new tax on restaurants, bars, and other tourism-related spending designed to address unmet road funding needs in the county. With less money from traditional sources, La Crosse County is looking for other options for road funding. But area business leaders say the new tax isn't fair to local businesses or to the citizens in the county. Joining us to talk about the Premier Resort Area Tax are Tara Johnson, La Crosse County Board Chair, Ron Chamberlain, County Highway Commissioner, Vicki Markison, Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, and Mike Brown, President of the La Crosse County Tavern League. And so, you know, we've been talking a lot about this Premier Resort Area Tax and as a way to meet these these road funding issues in the county, but I don't think La Crosse County is the only county kind of facing these issues right now. And our Capitol Bureau Chief reporter, Sean Johnson, did a series recently on road issues across the state. And he actually talked with local officials in a town in Jackson County who are having to break up paved road into gravel because of the lack of funding. You know, Ron, I wonder if you can talk about, is this an issue that other counties in our area are facing, and you know, talk about kind of what our neighbors are facing too?
Sure, Hope. Well, for starters, I might actually have a pretty good handle on that. I'm also the president of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. And yes, road funding across the state is an issue for the counties. And across the state, the counties have seen a decrease in that 30%. Of costs from general transportation aids, as have the municipalities. But when you get down to the towns, it's broken up by the mile versus a percentage cost. But one of the things that, you know, all of us have wrestled across the state with, and we advocate routinely for increased sustainable revenue streams into the transportation fund, is that still only at best 30% of costs. There's still a large local percentage that needs to be taken care of. And that's what a lot of us, including the town that you referenced, are running up against. Roads in the state of Wisconsin are really made up of four things, concrete or asphalt or gravel or dirt. That township is elected to go back to the gravel. Not necessarily the cheapest alternative in the long run, but definitely something that has a lower upfront cost and a lower payment, if you will, for it. But you still got additional gravel costs in that situation. You've still got the routine maintenance that really increases dramatically from a hard surface. But all of the municipal governments in the state of Wisconsin, counties, cities, villages, the towns, all of us have recognized that need. The Towns Association, the Counties Association, the County Highway Association, the Transportation Builders Association, the Chamber of Commerce, everybody's on board with a need for a sustainable revenue stream. The one obstacle to that seems to be the legislature and the governor.
You know, Mike, earlier you mentioned, going to Madison and talking with lawmakers. And, you know, while you were there, you know, did you get the sense that people in the legislature are really looking to do something this session?
Yeah, absolutely. They were listening really intently to what we had talked about, and it wasn't really intended to be brought up, and we had our own issues to be brought up, but with this Pratt being up, we knew they were part of the clog of stopping if it does, so we wanted to talk to them about it. And they were really, well, what's your alternative to something like this? And we all talked about it, and it was 100% agreement that a gas tax would be more fair. Now, I like to say we're 100% against this Pratt. Urge everybody to vote no. But if there's one positive thing about it, it brings everybody to the table, like Tara says, and start a dialogue, how are we going to pay for this? Because it's unacceptable what we got out there right now. And so I would urge everybody, when you go and take the time to vote and vote no, that you go home and you pick up the phone and you call your local or your state legislator and say, we need to fix this problem. And we had great conversation. They were very open to it. And I think the pressure, when you get pressure with phone calls, urging them to do something and say you're willing to pay a little more gas tax because we've enjoyed lower gas prices for some time. I think that's why the index fund stopped years ago when the price was $3, pushing $4 or whatever. It was hard on people, but it's down now. I think people are willing to. They said they had a meeting with QuitTrip last week. They're willing to They're not opposed to a gas tax increase, and they're the biggest player around here. So I urge people to be part of the solution, not just part of the problem. Vote no, but help them get the help they need to fix these roads and bring it back to where they should be.
Tara, obviously, you know, voters will make their decision one way or the other on the April ballot. And I wonder, you know, what the county board is planning or thinking about doing. Obviously, this is a need that needs to be met. And so, you know, what happens if people say no?
So I think our realistic approach to this advisory referendum question is I personally hope that people vote yes. I think if and when the state legislature and or the governor take a different approach than they have, we won't need the Pratt. So, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about the possibility of a sunset clause being built into the legislation or into the binding referendum if we get to that point. But we have been lobbying and we have been pushing, and I think it is not realistic to think that there is going to be a state solution to this anytime soon, even though, you know, the governor and the legislature, both houses, are held by the same party right now. There's not even agreement within the Republican Party on how to address this issue. So even in our debate on in deciding whether to put this question on the ballot, there were some supervisors who said, well, we don't want to let pressure off the state legislature, and this is a way to let them off the hook, if you will. And I think the prevailing attitude was, we've heard that before. And I think people are receptive when we go down for the Counties Association also. They're receptive to the idea of some sustainable funding, but the reality is that it hasn't been put into action. So for La Crosse County, if the Pratt referendum doesn't pass, then we will very likely continue what we have been doing, which is borrowing for roads. And that is also not sustainable at the local level. It's not sustainable at the state level. It has the potential for us as a county to start affecting, you know, our status, our bond ratings, the rates that we have to borrow that money. The more debt you incur, the poorer the rate that you get for the borrowing. It's not a sustainable practice, and we have run out of alternatives. So for us, unless the Pratt referendum passes, we are going to go back to, or we're going to continue borrowing for road funding, and that is not a great option for us.
Vicki, I think earlier you mentioned the impact that Pratt could have on the La Crosse Center, and that there is a lot of, you know, obviously there's an expansion being planned right now and funding being collected for that project. And I wonder if you can talk about, kind of concerns within the business community about Pratt and the La Crosse Center.
Sure. So obviously tourism is one of our large industries. It's a great industry because it brings in dollars from outside the area, which is what you need to, you need that cash coming into our economy, so it circulates around the economy. And then we were talking during the pause here about trying to stop those gaps of where it leaks out of our economy. And so a lot of the businesses that rely on tourism are concerned that if people start choosing, especially those large conventions, because those are your sweet spot, it's bringing in heads and beds, essentially, that drives our hotel industry, which drives our restaurants, our taverns. And so there's concern that if you start to lose some of those larger conventions, it has a ripple effect. And then if a 0.5% is going to deter them, you lose the full 5.5% that's going to the county as well. So it's that fine balance that everyone has to do in terms of what's that price point that's going to start to drive tourists away, and do we start hurting our industry that's really vital to a lot of our small businesses? And it comes at a time as the La Crosse Center is wanting to expand so that they can attract different larger groups.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about a proposed tax on tourism-related sales that would raise money for road projects in La Crosse County. We're here with County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain, County Board Chair Tara Johnson, Vicki Markison from the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, and Mike Brown from the County Tavern League. You know, as voters go to the ballot in April and kind of consider this referendum, Mike, you know, what do you hope people just kind of keep in mind as they ultimately make this decision?
Well, like I said before, we're starting to be expanding as a tourism industry in La Crosse. It's really something that's been beautiful to see the last 10 years with all the new buildings down there, the expansion of La Crosse Center. The last thing we want to do is stifle that growth by putting a tax on it. And it's exciting what's been happening downtown. I would have bet against it not too many more years ago. It's a beautiful sight along the river with those new buildings and all the stuff going on down there. I know certainly tourism dollars, I see it firsthand when they do come to town with my business partners in business downtown. The sidewalk cafes and the bars with seating outside, people love it. The last thing we want to do is stifle that. But we do have a problem with the roads. And I think Tara said she's been talking state legislators for a long time, pushing it, don't go anywhere. And I'll tell you firsthand is they take a lot more when John Q. Public calls them than they do Tara Johnson. They know that if you're calling, you are a voter. So call your legislator, let them know, and push it forward. And I just talked to one of our legislators last week. He only got on one big issue, he only got like 10 phone calls on it. And that's not a big swath. I mean, you have to talk. There's easy ways of doing it with emails, calling. There's 100 ways of contacting your legislator. Please do it and urge them to pass some type of gas tax and fix these roads and make Wisconsin proud of the roads.
Vicki, what are you hoping voters keep in mind when they decide on this issue and on the April ballot?
Well, fundamentally, I mean, I respect the question that's on the table, and that is, how do we want to pay for our roads? The piece that I hear is from the small businesses that say, but it's going to come at some of our expense. And I have no doubt some of them will have a hard time absorbing, if they're a business that does have to absorb this, they'll have a hard time making it. So that's the impact. It's the downfall of a yes vote. So a no vote certainly helps those small businesses.
And Tara, you know, what are you hoping voters keep in mind when they decide on this issue?
Well, first and foremost, I always encourage people to get out and vote. So please make sure that you vote on April 4th. I would ask people to keep in mind something we really haven't talked about yet this morning, which is bad roads are bad for business also. And I have all the confidence in the world in this community, in the, you know, the sidewalk cafes that Mike talked about, in the beauty of this community, in our people in this community, in the new hotels that have gone up, in the new La Crosse Center that's going to go up, that this 0.5% sales tax is not going to keep people from coming to La Crosse and taking advantage of all that is wonderful about our community. That's what I hope people will take into consideration when they vote on April 4th.
And, you know, as we've said earlier, you know, La Crosse County isn't the only one kind of being faced with this issue and kind of looking at solutions. And, you know, Ron, what are we seeing from other counties? Are other counties considering Pratt or other kind of taxes or other solutions?
Sure. Well, very recently, the Sheboygan County put into place for the first time their 0.5% sales tax and strictly directed that toward roads and infrastructure in Sheboygan County. Kewaunee County followed suit, and they put in their 0.5% for the first time, not specifically for roads, but to make up for the utility payment that the state of Wisconsin used to pay them for the nuclear power plants that are closing over in Kewaunee County. All of the counties, all the municipalities have been wrestling with this issue, have been doing everything that they can to overturn every rock that they can to find funding. I talked earlier, we have the 25 to 30 year life expectancy that we need out of a road with proper maintenance. You need to pay for that maintenance. You need to build the road at the proper time. You've got increasing vehicle weights and sizes on those roads, and that's a regular topic of conversation with the legislature, federal and state both. And that's hard on infrastructure. You've got decreasing percentage of costs coming from general transportation aids, and it's still the local system that still has to be paid for by a majority of the locals. So everybody's wrestling for it. Everybody's looking at things. La Crosse County is the first county to take a seriously hard look at the Premier Resort Area Tax. And it's one of, you know, other than general transportation aids, property tax levy, and, you know, loans, grants, and registration fee, it's one of the few things that counties can do. Counties cannot specially assess. Counties cannot use a 30% by statute of the room tax to offset costs. Counties cannot use excess revenue from water utility operations to do those type of things. There are a bunch of tools that do exist for other municipalities that counties, quite frankly, don't have access to by statute. This is one that we do have access to. I believe that's why the board decided to look at it in relation to the need that we have.
We've been talking with Ron Chamberlain, County Highway Commissioner, Vicki Markison, Executive Director of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, Mike Brown, President of the La Crosse County Tavern League, and County Board Chair Tara Johnson, about regional needs for road funding and a proposed tourism-related tax in La Crosse County being considered on the April ballot. Today is the third show in our monthly series on regional infrastructure issues. Each month, we hope to explore a different challenge facing public systems in western Wisconsin. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers.